the vaccine mandate thing right now is really, I would say, with everything, with the shortage supplies, honestly, and with all that, it's the one topic that really makes people angry.
But you're not pro mandate, though.
I'm against the mandate.
So then, how?
But I'm pro rational.
So wait, but I mean, so
it's just stupid to go along. I don't like the mandate, but why are you going to ruin your life?
So
basically,
you don't like the mandate,
right?
So if somebody goes against the mandate, how can you kill a guy if you actually agree with him? You're against the mandate.
But I did it myself because I
know that.
Because I'm telling you that even though I'm against the mandate, it's practical. You're trying to live your life the best you can. This idiot, who really has no reason to not take the vaccine, he's not going to die from it. That's
who knows? Maybe he doesn't want to give up his personal.
He just wants to fight.
Maybe he had the virus.
Just wants to fight. I know Kyrie Irving. That's his personality. He's a BLM supporter, this guy.
You know, that's the thing about this particular issue, which is actually refreshing. It cuts across party lines, ethnic, racial lines.
Sometimes it doesn't.
I mean, when the government is so heavy-handed, when Joe Biden is telling you, I'm running out of patience with you, you take this vaccine, screw you. This is the free country. You don't tell me what to do.
Good, so don't do it.
Right.
So forfeit $200 million and run the risk of getting you and other people sick, and that's great. You're a real hero.
That's the other thing. He's putting his money where his mouth is. I know he's got plenty of money.
If he was a rookie just coming out of Duke University, how he went to Duke, I have no idea, and hadn't made a penny in this league, I'd love to see Kyrie do that. Guy to me is the hero. You show me a kid who hasn't made a penny in the NBA, listen, that's the hero, not this multimillionaire big mouth.
He's not going to be homeless,
but he is walking away
from millions of dollars.
He's a jerk. I don't care. I never liked him before.
I understand. But it's not just him. It's Joe Rogan. It's all kinds of really good Americans out there.
Okay.
Who have various reasons for not wanting to take it. They're young, they're healthy, they're females, they're worried about fertility, they're not sure, whatever.
Those are different stories. We've been over this a million times. If there's a real risk, a health risk, I'm not going to kill you. But the old, I don't want to listen to mommy and daddy. Enough of that. Because that's not why I got the shot. I didn't care what Joe Biden said. I don't care what anybody says. It just made my life easier. I wasn't caving into government or mommy and daddy.
I know, but that is
to make my life easier.
But that is partially what is at stake right here. That's exactly.
But it's done. What are you going to do about it? Yell and scream?
No.
What are you going to do?
You resist. You don't get the vaccine.
Great. Okay.
I mean, if you can.
Okay.
If you can do it. And he did it.
A lot of people do it. He can certainly do it.
This government is, I don't trust this government whatsoever. It's all about control.
I never trust the government.
Same thing with the masks.
I hear you.
It's an obedience mask.
Who did I ever wear the mask?
No, but it's consistent with Kyrie Irving is saying.
It's not consistent with what Kyrie Irving is saying.
Well, other people would disagree.
Okay,
wearing a mask keeps people safe.
It's not true.
And you're being selfish by not taking it.
No, it doesn't keep people safe. It's not true.
But they would say that.
But it's not true. They can say whatever you want.
Well, the same
thing. You can tell me you've got a vagina. I've seen your penis.
Same thing with the with the vaccine. You can say that, but...
No, I know for a fact the vaccine helps. A 1,000% fact. That's a fact.
There are infinitesimally small amount of people who do get breakthrough cases.
No, you got to... It's not infinitesimally small anymore.
Oh, sure.
That's just wrong.
Well, what's the percentage, but it's
not infinitesimally small. It's a small percentage. It's not infinitesimally small.
Infinitesimally.
No, it's not. And by the way, Nicole Sapphire said it's not. She couldn't give you the percentage. It's not. There are more and more people getting it every day.
Less,
that number grows every day.
It is infinitesimally means less than 1%.
It's not even. It's more than 1%.
I
think Siegel told us between 1% and 10%. Upwards of 10%.
Somebody cite me a
Mark Siegel told us upwards of 10%.
A medical journal where
Mark
study.
Siegel told us upwards of 10%. You want a number? That was the number he gave to us.
I want to know where he got that number
Who
from.
Who cares? He's a doctor.
If indeed he did say
He's
that.
A doctor. What are you going to argue it for? So you can make your point?
There are other doctors who say otherwise.
Every day, there's a lot of these cases. It's not that small of a number. So, yes, you can still get sick.
So
you want to make your point.
So then why are they pushing the vaccine if it's not working?
Because you're not going to die from it if you take the vaccine. But you're still going to get sick and feel like hell.
You might not.